Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now! On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, afternoon, everybody. It is 5:12. This day is flying by. Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. We're having a really pretty jazzy Friday afternoon here. How's that traffic flowing? I know it's not time for the traffic officially, but you're looking at the numbers over there.
Yeah, I'll give you a bit of a teaser. It's looking good, except for a few of the usual spots where we have issues, and I-10's not looking so hot either.
Okay, so that's kind of like what we're looking for in the next 5 or 6 minutes here. He'll go down that rabbit hole for us.
That's one way to put it, yeah.
and get the latest info. But I would say it's moving along nicely. Tonight, be careful. I know some of the streets still a little bit slippery. Your braking distance might be a little bit off. I am so jazzed that I'm going to get one. And what am I talking about? The Ice Flyers Blue Angels jerseys.
Oh, really? You're getting one of those, huh?
Oh, listen, these things are absolutely gorgeous. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you've seen them or not, but the Ice Flyers are back in the Bay Center this weekend, taking on Knoxville. Saturday, also Blue Angels night. On Thursday, the team unveiled their new Blue Angels-inspired jersey. It's a beauty. It's just so pretty. The jerseys available for purchase at Saturday's game. And if you remember back in 23, the team signed a 3-year licensing agreement with the Blue Angels, becoming the first officially licensed hockey team that can wear the Blue Angels crest. And you'll see them starting tonight, 7:05. Puck drops. Bay Center, be there, be square.
Well, and that's the thing. I saw some of the photos that they got because, of course, they were swirling all over like WEAR and stuff when they first dropped. Right. And oh my gosh, there was a shot of them, like on a, you know, they were in their uniforms, of course, and they were all lined up. And you see the shot; it's got all their profiles one after the other, and then behind them, you got the Blue Angel lined up with them. That was so cool.
Listen, Greg Harris, you're doing a good job. I don't care what they say about you.
I don't care all the bad stories we hear. You're doing great, man.
Now, listen, Greg is a great Canadian who has brought this team to levels that I never. Never would have thought. So anyway, check out those jerseys. You're going to really like them. And you know what? That is what you call a hometown jersey. You get no more hometown than the Blue Angels.
You got that right.
And so anyway, take advantage of that.
For sure. Just about 5:15 here. Now we'll get that first full quick check at the roads and weather that we were talking about just a few moments ago. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. All right, not too much going on except for I-10. My goodness, if you are traveling eastbound, passing exit 22, that's Avalon Boulevard, you are very heavily backed up there. Also, if you're traveling westbound, approaching those same exits, you've got some issues going both ways there. No confirmation of any accident or anything. I think there's some work going on in that area, and it is adding to the congestion over there. Outside of that, it's just Pine Forest Road, and 9 Mile, and Gulf Breeze Parkway, some of the usual spots that give us issues here and there. As for the weather, it's 77 degrees, low of 72 tonight. This weekend's going to have highs at around 80, maybe a little bit under, lows into low 70s. Sunday, maybe some pop-up showers here and there. Be on the lookout for that.
Okay, I'm going to tell you why.
Tell me why it rains, Chris.
No, I'm going to tell you why the darn backup is along Avalon.
Oh, thank you.
They're, I had to sit in it today. They're cutting the Garcon Bridge down to one lane. And so they're doing this, stop the left lane, let 100 cars go on the right. Stop the right lane, like the 100, you know, it's like very time consuming. If you're in a hurry, you know, that's why I use, where I live, I use Garcon because it's faster than having to go through Gulf Breeze proper and going through the red lights and things like that to get to where I got to go. But if you're kind of in a hurry, you might want to rethink that because that Garcon Bridge is, it's okay, it's a mess.
I'm going to have to take the Paceway home then because
it's a mess.
I am not taking that.
They might not have it. You know what? Those lane closures might not be in effect during the nighttime hours. It could be maybe a day only thing. I'll find out when I head home this afternoon when I go across.
Yeah, well, we'll find out. We'll find out the hard way.
I'll tell you Monday.
Also, we had Vice Presidential Candidate Tim Walz. He's back in his home state, and he was speaking to supporters and members of his campaign outside Minneapolis earlier today. The Minnesota governor congratulated VP Harris for the powerful and joyful campaign she ran, and he added that he's grateful for her friendship and forever grateful for her leadership. Walz said that it's hard to lose and hard to understand why so many citizens wound up choosing the other path. But yeah, I mean, it's just that's the game for you.
He was not the primary candidate choice for that ticket.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he was a lucky candidate to make his mark there because I'm not so sure he brought a lot to the table. Not that I'm sure that he didn't bring a lot to the table. I really didn't get a chance to understand because he never explained the platform. You know, they spent so much darn time accusing other political parties and people without getting down to the nitty-gritty and like, what are you going to do?
Well, and he had his own struggles with he was caught in some lies or whatever.
Yeah, like saying he was at Tiananmen Square in China when that went down.
Yeah, and it's like, dude, I know politicians lie, but that doesn't make you look too good.
I don't think you actually were. I think you might have been in a bedroom somewhere watching television.
Sitting okay, there watching it.
Let me say this. New York City, a lot of smiles for miles from some folks. Some folks not so lucky. Well, they are ending a controversial migrant program, and here's Fox's Ashley Webster.
Since late March, the city has provided prepaid debit cards totaling $3.2 million to 2,600 migrant families living in hotels so that they can buy food and baby supplies. Those cards, by the way, gave a family of four about $350 per week to go shopping. Many critics argue that the debit cards are, quote, fundamentally unfair to the city's working poor, who certainly do not receive similar benefits from the city. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says the program will end within the next several months, but he did not give a specific reason for ending the program.
And special counsel Jack Smith asking a judge to pause proceedings in President-elect Donald Trump's criminal election interference case. Smith said the pause would give prosecutors time to assess this unprecedented circumstance of Trump winning the election. It's actually not unprecedented. He's won before. See the joke there? All right. Smith set a deadline of December 2nd to figure out what happens next.
Okay, 518 News Radio 92.3. Okay, it's dark and the lights are up in downtown Pensacola. Holiday festivity kind of taking over Palafox Street. The Christmas season, of course, is here with a few family events to experience. Let me give you, I just gave you some of these events about how to take care of the veterans and make it a special day for them. I gave you some, but here's an idea for you to grab the kids, put them in the car, and head downtown. And here's my advice. Start up there on Cervantes and Palafox and just head south. And then cruise down Palafox Street, the neutral ground, all the way down through Palafox. Gorgeous. Everything's decorated. So here you go. These are the experiences you don't want to miss this holiday season. You can go ahead and write them down or go to our website. We wrote stories on these things. The Pensacola Holiday Market.
All right.
Make sure you check that out. The Pensacola's Winterfest, the Lighted Boat Parade. I always like that one. You know where your best place you can catch that one sometimes is by Sanders Beach. Mm. It's real close coming through there. Anyway, that's a secret spot. But now you're going to have 100.
You didn't hear it from me.
That's right. Okay. The Downtown Christmas Parade, of course, and Ballet Pensacola's traditional production of the Nutcracker. Pensacola, of course, magical at Christmas, including special shopping nights, open houses, live music, holiday experiences, and check it out this year. Tonight, grab the kids, load up the car, and head on down to Palafox.
All righty, 520 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got some fellow Floridians, luckily not around here, but some fellow Floridians nonetheless, dealing with a rabies alert in a portion of the Treasure Coast. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Discouraged, defeated, disappointed, you're listening to Strength for Life.
Hey, this is Pastor James Johnson with Strength for Life. I want you to know that there are resources available on our website that are specifically designed to strengthen you in your walk with God. Maybe you're feeling weak in your prayer life because of unanswered prayer. I wrote a little booklet entitled When God Says No, which will strengthen you in how to deal with those times in your life when it seems that God is silent. Maybe you're struggling because someone you love is away from the Lord. They're wayward and your heart is broken. On our website, you'll find a booklet entitled Ministry to the Wayward, and it will strengthen you in knowing exactly how to help that person who is in a prodigal situation. You can find these strengthening resources and much more at our website, which is www.strengthforlife.church. Check it out today.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about President Biden's speech about the election and the path forward, calling for unity. Continued looking at some of the amazing comments by late night hosts who just can't believe that President Trump won. Also, a series of racist text messages sent to mostly black but also other college students. And who sent them? Was it white supremacists or leftist agitators or Russian psychological operators? Listen to the conversation on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola is the area's premier bicycle store and full-service repair shop for all makes and models. They specialize in top-notch customer service with the largest selection of e-bikes around. Trek Store has a full line of bike accessories and racks and can fit all riders from a child's first to seniors. Locally owned and operated by Robbie Mott, serving cyclists for over 20 years, you'll experience the best at Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola, 701 East Cervantes Street, and online at TrekStoreGulfCoast.com.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price, 525. Afternoon just kind of slipping along here. Austin, where do you go to pick up women? Come on, be honest with me.
I don't know, man. I don't really go out of my way to pick up anybody. Unless a woman just spawns in my patio when I'm watching football, I'm probably not going to meet much.
But you told me the football is sacred, and if anybody came in the room, you yelled at them.
Sometimes when I'm in a close game... and Wake's fixing to blow it, I will leave. Yes, okay. I got to be alone.
I got to tell you something. The an old trend is making a comeback, and I understand right where it's coming from. It's a little early for Valentine's Day, but a new study finds many young adults are putting down the phone and trying a more old-fashioned way of meeting their potential soulmates. Fox affiliate WNYW, that's Channel 5 up there in NYC, has more on the story.
Gen Zers are a little tired of swiping left or right. Dating apps are just not cutting it for them anymore. They want something more organic, and by organic, I mean the produce aisle at the supermarket. You're already going in for milk and eggs, so how about picking up a girlfriend? A new study from vodka company Smirnoff and YouGov found that nearly half of Gen Z singles want to meet their soulmate while food shopping. Singles in their 20s want to go back to the good old-fashioned ways, says Lori Zaslow, co-founder of Project Soulmate.
They're getting sick of the swiping and the carpal tunnel and no one looking like their pictures.
If you see more young people out at the market, now you know why. In East Islip, I'm Jessica Formoso, Fox News.
Yeah, you see, there is a way to get around this thing.
Yeah.
Because a lot of folks don't like to go to the bar scene and do that stuff.
Yeah, you don't always meet the best people.
Go for
there.
A cucumber every day. Come on.
A little bit past 5:25 here, we'll get another quick check at the roads and weather. Main spot right now is just I-10 traveling eastbound. If you are trying to come over Escambia Bay, and if you're traveling towards exit 22, that's Avalon Boulevard. We've got some very heavy backups in that area. Be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, it's just a couple other spots. And as for the weather, 77 degrees, low of 72 tonight. And this weekend will have highs at about 80, lows in the low 70s.
Question for you. You're saying Avalon Boulevard, because the freeway comes there, are you talking Avalon south or north?
This is
north going into Milton, south going into Gulf.
This is if you are trying to get onto Avalon south.
The bridge.
Yes.
It's the Garcon. They knocked the bridge down to a lane.
Oh, yeah. No, that's exactly why.
That's just slowing everybody. I bet you people are learning new four-letter words this afternoon.
Oh, it does. It looks miserable.
Okay, so here's the summary of this whole story. Bring along patience.
Yes. Or just don't go that way.
Big event coming up. And you like this because you mentioned this to me earlier in the week when we were talking about this. Pensacola Egg Fest getting underway Sunday.
Yes.
For the past 11 years, you could find that event down at Community Maritime Park. This year, teams are cooking around the big green egg at the Hajai Shrine Temple on 9 Mile Road.
Very nice.
This afternoon, as a matter of fact, right now, I just looked at my nose here, 5:30, right now, you can meet the Egg Fest teams who will be cooking this weekend. The event raises money for local charities and nonprofit organizations such as Manna Food Pantry. And I bet you if you were real nice to those people, you could probably get a couple of nice recipes from them.
Yes, or a free sample of
something like that.
I hinted at this before the break. A rabies alert in effect for a portion of the Treasure Coast. The Florida Department of Health in St. Lucie County says a raccoon and an otter both tested positive for the viral disease during separate incidents on Tuesday. The first incident happened near Port St. Lucie's River Park area, where the other one took place in the Paleo Hammock Preserve, wherever that is. Health officials are keeping an eye on the situation in both areas, but pet owners are asked to take extra precaution and make sure their animals are vaccinated.
Well, you know, we talked about this and got a lot of response, got a lot of text on this about asking me the information. We wrote about it. It's up at the website, News Radio 92.3, and it's free community health care. If that does not get your attention, I don't know what does, especially in the world of high insurance rates and doctor's bills. The health care will be available coming real soon. I'll give you the dates here in a second. Remote Area Medical introducing a pop-up health clinic. It will be at the fairgrounds November 23rd and 24th. The clinic is open to anybody who needs medical assistance on a first-come, first-served basis. There are no requirements for insurance or ID. Doors opening up at 6 a.m., I believe it is.
All right.
And they're going to have security because a lot of folks will start getting in line to make sure they can, you know, get the services they need, health services they need. So I would think get there well before 6 a.m. to get your place in that line.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. Where the Republicans taking back the White House and flipping the Senate, as well as on track to be the majority in the House. RNC co-chair Lara Trump on the Fox News Channel talking about the party's strategy leading up to Election Day.
We had a huge election integrity push. We had to give our voters the confidence to know that if they came out to vote, their vote would matter and their vote would count. We also, of course, wanted to be a deterrent for anyone who might have any nefarious intentions in this election.
Well, Democratic vice presidential nominee Governor Tim Walz giving his concession speech today in Eagan, Minnesota, thanking the vice president
for the faith that she placed in me, but more importantly, for the powerful and joyful campaign that she ran.
Well, both President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris promised a peaceful transfer of power. President-elect Trump has been invited to the White House to meet with Mr. Biden to discuss that transfer. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Expectations remain strong for a December interest rate cut after the Federal Reserve trimmed rates by a quarter percentage point. Market pricing, however, suggests skipping a cut in January, according to CNBC. Rivian Automotive provided a mixed financial look, displaying their own concern about the incoming Trump administration and even fresh competition from Lucid Group. Rivian picked up at least one share ratings downgrade as Bank of America Securities cut their rating on Rivian shares. On Wall Street, stocks were higher today. The Dow gained 259, the S&P 500 grew by 22, and the NASDAQ gained 17. Universal Music Group, home to megastars Taylor Swift and Drake, will move its primary stock exchange listing to the U.S. from the Netherlands following anti-Semitic attacks in Amsterdam earlier this week. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. The two biggest matchups this weekend in college football are Georgia visiting Ole Miss and LSU hosting Alabama. And the coach with the most on the line this weekend is Kalen DeBoer. DeBoer's to make the playoffs to have a successful first season at Alabama, and already had two losses, there's no more wiggle room. And the player under the most pressure is Georgia's QB Carson Beck. Beck is a championship caliber team, but now he must eliminate the turnovers and start playing like a championship QB. I'm Zach Gelb.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this. If something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, sounds like wipers. If your wipers are streaking, skipping, chattering, or even worse, loud, you need to visit AutoZone and get some fresh new blades. We've got basic wipers to get you back on the road, as well as premium blades from Bosch and Rain-X. So if you're hearing this, just head to your nearest AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House.
David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily. Visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's. Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Don't miss the happenings, events, and moments at this year's Foo Foo Fest, continuing in downtown Pensacola through next Monday. See foofoofest.org for the schedule and more info. The Pensacola Bay Center is hosting public ice skating sessions from now through April, typically after weekend ice flyer games. Get tickets early. See PensacolaBayCenter.com. Submit your event at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Two, three, that'll get you moving this Friday afternoon. This is Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, thank you so much for having us on today. We do appreciate that. Very excited. We've been talking about this, for the past few days. For the past couple of weeks, actually. SEC Women's Soccer Tournament winding down over at Ashton-Brosnahan. What a semifinal match on Thursday. There was two of them leading up to the finals. The game's 2 o'clock on Sunday. We'll talk about that here in a second here. But first game in Thursday's action, it was South Carolina over Mississippi State. And the second game, it was Texas over Arkansas, meaning the finals will feature South Carolina, Texas, kickoff 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Tickets on sale. I encourage you to support this event, PensacolaSports.org. And like I said, tournament running through Sunday. Also, Sun Belt Conference, in terms of women's soccer activity, they're holding the championships in Foley. Tomorrow's championship game features James Madison facing Texas State, kickoff 7 p.m. in the Foley Sports Complex. Now, later this month, SBC is not through yet. 10 volleyball teams will be in action from November 21st through November 24th. Big impression women's sports here in Northwest Florida, South Alabama.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, we've got some college football action for you tonight. Friday's always good because it's got several games and it's just a bit of a preamble into a loaded slate. We got Cal at Wake Forest. I don't bring that up just because I'm a fan, though I am hoping Wake wins. We also got Iowa at UCLA, Rice at Memphis, and New Mexico at San Diego State. Cal and Wake is actually the first game to get underway at 7 o'clock.
Okay, what did you think about the game last night? I'm talking about the NFL game, and it was the Cincinnati matchup with Baltimore.
You know, I told you that I hope it is a tie and that they tie at 0. I was almost right on the first part. 35-34, that's the second all-time classic they've had this season.
Very haunting. I had picked Baltimore to win the game. Did you see the game by any chance?
No, I did not.
Okay, I didn't either. And I was just wondering how Jobo did for Cincinnati.
Oh, he did phenomenal. Threw for over 400 yards, 4 touchdowns.
Ah, and then he had to sit and watch that thing go down the tubes.
Oh, no, it's a shame that he had such a great game. And, yeah, it was still a heartbreaking divisional loss.
Okay, Duck Hunters, aware.
Ahoy, Duck Hunters.
Hey, okay, I'm talking to you Duck Hunters this afternoon. Your hunting season will actually launch briefly November 23rd through December 1st. Then you're going to take a break. Just a quick one here. Then the season resumes from December 7th through January 26th. FWC telling me, and to pass it on and confirm, hunters, you need a license and a management area permit this season. So take care of that.
Yes. And also got some good news here. It's a bit of wholesome news along with Floridian news and sports all in one. Tampa Bay Buccaneers helping a grieving family. The team has donated $10,000 to the family of a teenage fan from Oklahoma. The sad part is he passed away in a car crash Saturday in Kansas. Connor Barba was his name. He had just gotten tickets for his birthday to last Monday night's game against the Chiefs. And he was looking forward to seeing his favorite player, quarterback Baker Mayfield. Right. Yes, and Mayfield tells ESPN he's honored and humbled knowing Connor was such a big fan.
Yeah, because, you know, folks, if you don't know, Baker came out of Oklahoma. So
yes. So there's clearly a connection there. He probably followed him in college.
That's a sad story.
Yeah, it's wholesome in the sense of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Baker Mayfield addressing this situation and doing what they can to help. But yeah, no, nonetheless, absolutely a heartbreaking story. Someone so young. And for something where there's no silver lining, there's no mindset of, it's not like it was a drug overdose or something. When those happen, it's sad, but it's like, okay, well, you know, they were a drug addict. You know, this could have always happened. But a car accident, just something completely, he was completely innocent in, most likely.
Okay. UWF has won 5 straight games now, facing North Greenville tomorrow, 2 o'clock kickoff, up there on the hill, the Penn Air Field. If you can't make it up there, catch the Argos on our sister station, ESPN, Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. Will Kennedy will have the call on that one. UWF sitting pretty good in that game, right?
Yes, they should win, I think, convincingly. However, I've highlighted that one as a trap game because, man, if you look at Greenville, they're 4-4. They've got, or 5-4, something like that. I think they're 4-4. And they've had some ups and downs, but it's against tough competition that they've competed with, some of which they've competed with at least. And you're facing them right before Valdosta State. That's such a tough time for the Argos to play a game.
All right, let's get this wrapped up here. FSU Week 11, Notre Dame.
Oh, geez. Yeah, Notre Dame. And actually, if compared to the spread that ESPN has currently, I'm actually going easy on Florida State by saying that Notre Dame's going to win that 37-13.
A 6:30 kickoff, and you can catch that game live on News Radio 92.3. And so that's kind of set it up. We'll talk some more SEC football next hour at 6:35, and invite you to be around for that one. I wanted to touch on this. You know, the celebrity issue with the election and, like, who I'm going to leave the country, it's kind of gotten up there. But there's another angle here with the film industry in Hollywood. They are experiencing a slowdown. And you wonder, because the folks attending movies today are not doing so in the numbers they had in the past. And a lot of the officials, especially, I know the folks in the Hollywood Reporter publication, I get this weekly, and they've been writing about politics becoming overriding factor in people decisions, making decisions on what movie, and support the actors with a political slant.
Right.
That's sad to have to get the creativity angle and politics involved. Anyway, Fox's Max Gordon has more coming from La La Land.
Those we've spoken to in the entertainment industry say Hollywood hasn't been the same since last year's strike. I spoke with Alex Aguilar, the business manager for La Una Local 724.
People are worried that the industry in California, particularly here in Hollywood, it's just going to go away. I mean, we're going to be down, left with crumbs.
According to Film LA, shoot days declined in the third quarter of this year by 5% compared to last year. Part of the reason for the Hollywood exodus has been increased competition from other states and countries. In response, Governor Gavin Newsom has proposed increasing California's tax credit for film and TV production from $330 million to $750 million per year. In Hollywood, California, Max Gordon, Fox Business.
All righty, 5:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Still got some very heavy backups on I-10 traveling eastbound towards exit 22. That's Avalon Boulevard. If you are traveling in that direction, you are currently backed up onto Escambia Bay. Very heavy backups over there because the bridge has been brought down to one lane. Chris was talking about that earlier. Also, Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, still dealing with backups. And Blue Angel Parkway has a little bit traveling southbound towards Highway 89. As for the weather, 77 degrees, low of 72. This weekend's going to have highs at sitting just about 80, lows in the low 70s. And Sunday, be on the lookout for some slight pop-up showers here and there, about a 20 to 30% chance of rainfall.
Okay, 5:46, News Radio 92.3. Does the name John Hinckley Jr. ring a bell to you in your generation?
Yes. Wasn't he an assassin?
Yes. Almost.
Attempted assassin.
Almost. he was the guy who tried to assassinate President Ronald Reagan.
Yep.
Well, he now says he has no plans to harm President-elect Donald Trump. Why does this? I don't get this.
I don't know why you would go out of your way to say that. That's a red flag.
Let's try to figure it out. Fox's Sue Guzman has more on this very strange story.
Following President-elect Trump's stunning victory Tuesday night, users of the social media platform X have been asking John Hinckley Jr., the man who tried to assassinate Ronald Reagan in 1981, to do the same to Trump. One user goading him on, saying, "We need you for one last job." Hinckley angrily responding to them in a post on Thursday on X, saying, "I am a man of peace now. Please stop with all the negative comments." Hinckley was found not guilty by reason of insanity for the assassination attempt against Reagan. He spent decades in a psychiatric facility before his release in 2016. The Secret Service telling TMZ it's aware of the media posts but offered no further comment. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
That would be quick.
Okay, that's
TMZ.
That's a little bit different.
Yeah, a little bit.
If someone was goading him on into saying it, I thought we were just all minding our own business, and he came out and said, "Well, I'm not going to shoot him. That's for sure."
I was with him until they did said TMZ.
Yeah, TMZ is always fishing for something. I will say though, Hinckley, he was the guy who that tried to kill Reagan.
Easy like that.
Yeah. So hey, he looks the insane part. I'll tell you that much.
Okay. News Radio 92.3. New DNA evidence from the ruins of Italy's ancient city of Pompeii. This is very interesting. I love archaeology, and I love this topic.
I'm fascinated by it, yeah.
It really is. Anyway, a lot of myths have now been dispelled over previous theories. Fox's C.J. Papa has more on the trending story.
Researchers focus on the 14 of the castings of bodies that were created in the late 1880s to preserve the remains of the victims of the eruption of Mount Vesuvius in Italy in 79 A.D. The study of the genetic testing published in the journal Current Biology was designed to figure out where they were from. Researchers discovered in the House of the Golden Bracelet, a group of four people were assumed to be from the same family. But the DNA evidence shows the four were all males and were not related to each other at all. Researchers also dispelled the belief that a pair frozen in time were sisters locked in an embrace, but at least one of them turned out to be a genetic male, the study found. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Interesting.
Yes, quite. Also, of course, we always give you your hourly stock numbers. Wall Street closing out a banner week after President-elect Trump's election victory. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 259 points to 43,988. That's topping, topped at one point 44,000 for the first time ever. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 rose 22 points to 59.95, and it had hit 6,000 during today's session. And the NASDAQ added 17 points to 19,286.
You know, there's some. Sometimes you see them on sitcoms on television or so, where somebody will break into a house and then they'll eat some food or something, and then fall asleep. You know, after breaking into the house, this has played out in real life. And as Escambia deputies arresting two men on Wednesday after they allegedly burglarized a construction site business before falling asleep in their car. Robbed the place, loaded up their vehicle, had all of the evidence right there. Charles Wilkerson and Isaac Jenkins, may I say, these are the two kind of knuckleheads we're talking about, were charged with burglary, larceny, trespassing, drug, and weapons charges. The good guys, the Escambia deputies, had a field day with that one.
I bet they did. 5:50. We'll take a quick break here. When we return, got an investigation regarding a popular YouTuber crashing his speeding car into a light pole and passing away. The description on behind that happened, or on the description behind how that happened, and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Point.
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace.
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3. I like that song.
Yeah, this one was popular several years ago, but yeah, Feel It Still by Portugal the Man.
Yeah, it sure is.
you're like, I'll take your word for it.
No, I listened to that on KROQ in Los Angeles. I love that song. Great afternoon. Thanks for having us on. You are right in the middle of Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and today. New judges have come to the first judicial district in Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Walton counties. Here's more on this trending story from our news partner, WEAR-TV3.
Three judges just appointed by Governor Ron DeSantis will sit on the bench in Northwest Florida. Ryan Love of Pace and David Stevens of Niceville will serve as judges for the First Judicial Circuit Court. Matthew Gordon of Pensacola is appointed to Santa Rosa County Court. All three have worked as state prosecutors, and Love is an assistant U.S. attorney.
Okay, I got to set it up here. Love actually replaced Judge Kelvin Wells, who resigned. Gordon will fill the judge's bench created by House Bill 5401, which revises the number of circuit court and county court judges throughout the state. You follow me on that one?
Yeah, just about.
I saw you writing it down. I thought,
yeah, I was taking notes.
Taking notes, right?
All righty. Now it's everyone's turn to follow me.
All right.
Because it's just about 6:55 here, so I'll get that last quick check of the roads and weather. what did I say?
5:55.
Oh, did I say something wrong?
6:55.
Oh, well, yeah, sorry. Wait kicks off at 7. My mind's elsewhere. All righty, 5:55, forgive me. If you are traveling eastbound on I-10, coming over Escambia Bay Bridge and heading towards exit 22, that's the Avalon Boulevard exit. If you are traveling in that direction, we've got a lot of congestion going on there. Still doesn't look like it's going to loosen up anytime soon. Outside of that, there's not too much holding you up for too long. As for the weather, 77 degrees, low of 72. This weekend's going to have highs sitting at around 80 at most. On Sunday, though, we do have a 20 to 30% chance of showers.
I always hate those warning signs on that, like on a bridge or something. That said, okay, coming in 2 weeks, we're going to do road construction on this bridge or whatever. So you never really believe them, you know?
Right.
I got a real taste of reality today coming across the bridge when it was shut down to one lane now, and I was in a hurry. I went, oh, can you believe this? I forgot all about it. So that's why you're seeing backups on Avalon.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. You touched on this earlier, and the Grammy nominations are out. They've been announced. And Fox's Monica DeLuca has the candidates for your consideration.
Beyonce leads with 11 nods and becomes the most nominated artist in Grammy history.
St. Texas.
Beyonce's Texas Hold'em is up for Song of the Year, as well as Billie Eilish, Birds of a Feather, Chapel Roan, Good Luck, Babe,
They Not Like Us,
Kendrick Lamar, Not Like Us, Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars, Die With a Smile, Sabrina Carpenter, Please, 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 Shaboozy, A Bar Song, Tipsy, and Taylor Swift featuring Post Malone, Fortnite. Post Malone and Beyonce are both included in the country genre this year for Best Country Albums, alongside Casey Musgraves, Chris Stapleton, and Lainey Wilson. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
Okay, 557, you were going to say something.
Oh,
I thought you were going to say, 557, News Radio 92.3. I looked at you and I was thinking, okay, he's going to say something.
I mean, I can say, I can say the story that I had before break that I had hinted at.
Let's drag it out of you. No, what I wanted to do was kind of tag this story along because we were talking about the Grammy nominations. Allegations are surfacing here of abuse against a country music singer. Fox's Monica DeLuca is still hanging around with us with some more on that story.
Country star Zach Bryan is being accused of emotionally abusing his ex-girlfriend, Brianna Chicken Fry LaPaglia. The internet personality made the allegations on the BFFs podcast, which she co-hosts with Dave Portnoy and Josh Richards. She also claims to have been offered $12 million, along with a house, in order to not talk about the relationship. Brianna Chicken Fry also says other ex-girlfriends of the country singer had agreed to sign an NDA. Brianna says she didn't accept the monetary offer or sign an NDA. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
Brianna Chicken Fry.
Yes.
Do you know who that is?
Actually, no, I do not. I am not too familiar with her. But it sounds like I better get familiar with her because it sounds like we've got quite a headline on our hands there. I will say this. This is what I was talking about before the break. NYPD investigating after a popular YouTuber crashed his speeding car into a light pole near JFK Airport and died. He was only 25 years old. Cops say Andre Beadle, known for posting drag races around New York City, was killed on Wednesday. He had over 200,000 followers on Instagram and over 50,000 on YouTube. Man, that's what happens when you drag race. Professional grade racing is not safe.
Oh, we're not talking about drag queen racing. We're talking about real drag racing.
Yes.
Okay, God, I was with you.
Are you
sure?
I thought
you were talking about a bunch of drag queens.
No, just people just drag racing, racing in the streets. I mean, I'm sorry, it's terrible, but you can't sit here and act surprised when a person that does that.
Yeah, RuPaul's drag racing.
Yeah. I mean, I just, oh my goodness. It's unfortunate, but I can't sit here and pretend to be surprised that we got a headline like that. Be careful out there, y'all.
Okay, don't forget, 40th Frank Brown International Songwriters Fest is continuing through Sunday, November 17th. The annual fest featuring songwriters at venues across the area. For complete event details, just visit frankbrownsongwriters.com, and there is some talent in this town this weekend.
Yes, there absolutely is. I was away from my mic for a moment there. But no, you're absolutely right. I also wanted to touch on this very quickly here. President Biden speaking out against the attacks on Israeli soccer fans in Amsterdam. He wrote in a statement talking about these attacks on Israeli fans cannot stand, and they're despicable, echo dark moments in history when Jews were persecuted. And he said he's in talks with Israeli and Dutch officials about the incident and praised authorities in Amsterdam for how they handled the situation and held perpetrators accountable.
Okay, another free moon show on the way. November's full moon, known as the Beaver Moon, will be the last super moon of the year. And you can catch it next week. Stargazers will see the Beaver Moon between November 13th and 17th, reaching its peak illumination on November 15th.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.